from Northern California. It's the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
Talking to Mark Rosemond on the show today. Mark is incarcerated at the Shawangunk Correctional Facility in Wallkill, New York. He's been there since 1993, sentenced to 50 years to life in prison, and he's been in there now for, let's do the math real quick, 33 years for murdering, I believe, three people. You know, it's interesting. This guy's been in prison so long that there's not a lot of stuff on Google. Usually, Daisy and I will go into Google and we'll be able to find pretty much what anybody did anytime. There's so many articles. But back in 93, they just don't really have so much from back then. But from what we have surmised, he has three counts of second-degree murder. I believe there were three victims. And he's in for 50 years to life. And he's about 60 years old now. If he were to get out on parole after that 50 years, he's, you know, he's going to be 80-ish. A couple things, and then we'll get going with Mark. Valentine's Day, let's start there. It's coming up here soon. And we have a special promotion for Valentine's Day. Anybody that wants to get a new profile, just enter coupon code VALENTINE, and you can get either a silver, gold, or a VIP plan. You'll save $10 off of that new profile. It's a Valentine's Day special that we're only promoting here and on Sunday Night Slow Jams. We're not going to be promoting this via email or on the website or anything else. So if you're listening to our podcast, or if you hear us on Sunday Night Slow Jams with R-Dub at a station near you, over 200 stations worldwide, maybe 300, I forget. But it's a whole lot of stations, millions of people listen. They're going to hear about coupon code Valentine as well. And you can hear about it right now.
Valentine's Day is almost here. If you have a loved one in jail or prison, get them a pen pal profile from penpals.buzz. Use coupon Valentine and save $10. It's an amazing offer and makes a great gift for anyone. $10 off. Profile and save $10. It's enough savings to buy a coffee at your local cafe. Maybe even two coffees if you're lucky. So don't delay. This $10 off coupon expires this month. Coupon code Valentine saves you $10.
Thanks for listening to the Prison Pen Pal Podcast with Big Steve. Now, on with the show.
Looking forward to Valentine's Day. It's going to be fun, man. Just don't, if you're hearing this from your tablet in the prison and one of the other inmates brings you a payday candy bar, just, you know, trust me from personal experience, you be careful and just, as Nancy Reagan would say, just say no. Man, I would love that candy bar, but no. Or you know, you can always say like, well, what can I give you for that candy bar? Because as long as you paid something, then you know, you're clear. So bust out an envelope or something. Do not take the free candy bar for Valentine's Day. I don't care how nice they seem. Be careful, be warned from Big Steve and the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. I want to let everybody know as well, we have been stepping up our game on penpals.buzz on the homepage and our blog section. I always, you know, when we started this back, you know, years ago, I wanted to have like a daily blog posting with topics that aren't really talked about. And we started and we didn't really do it. We did one or two. And you see this on a lot of sites. They have a blog. You might go to, you know, a website and it says blog. And you're like, oh boy, they got a blog. And then you look and the last entry's from like 2021. And we didn't want to be like that. So we're now posting new content every single day. And this is stuff you're not seeing in other places. We've got content such as the propensity of those with cluster B personality disorder traits, borderline, narcissistic, why they're more drawn to write to inmates, why they're more drawn for an inmate pen pal, and why inmates may be more likely to latch on to these people as well. So, I mean, this is interesting stuff. We're talking about things like how to get around being blocked on the Getting Out app when you sign up. All kinds of cool things that you're not going to find on Write a Prisoner, you're not going to find on Pinnacon. You're not going to find on you know, Friends Beyond the Wall. You're not going to find it anywhere. What else? I had something else. We've got a guy who wrote into us, and I want to play his voicemail. He wrote us, then he left us a voicemail. We're going to get him on the show, I'm thinking, next week.
Hello, how you doing? I just wanted to come through and just to say I really appreciate the podcast and everything that I've been learning and getting enlightened with. And I love just to speak to you, just to tell you my personal experience or my pen pal experience or my jail relationships. And this is my journey on just reaching out to inmates and just trying to get a connection, a true connection. And I learned so many important things, especially with the inmate attention books. That book really changed my life and gave me more confidence to fulfill my purpose, because this is something I love to do. I love reaching out to inmates. I love talking to them. I love getting that connection, that spiritual connection, and that sense of joy that you get from reaching out to people that sometimes grateful, sometimes take advantage of you, sometimes misuse you. But I always believe there's still good people out there that's behind the walls, and God wants us to do his work through us, you know. So sometimes when we do our work for inmates, it's really for God.
The book he's referring to, it's called Inmate Intentions. Author's named Kevin WZ. Kevin's incarcerated, and he and his wife helped put together this amazing book that can help people learn not to be taken advantage of by inmates, by some of the scams that some of them, not all of them, not even most of them, but you know, occasionally there's some inmates that are going to try to get money from you or get you to do this or that. So learn what not to fall for. And he's telling you real life experiences and examples of things that he himself used to do to manipulate women. And now that he's married, he's learned better and he wants to help everybody out there not fall for these traps. So really good stuff to read. It's only $8.99. You can get a coupon on their homepage, inmateintentions.com, and save 10%. And it's an instant download. And it could, trust me, it could save you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. All right. So you're going to check that out. Mark Roseman's going to be joining us here in just moments. The Shawangunk Correctional Facility in Wallkill, New York, where he's serving a life sentence for multiple murders. I believe it was three. And before we go to Mark, I'm going to read something from a profile, not on our website, because he had some poetry on our site. I'm going to give a shout out to prisonpenpals.com. This site's been around for like 100 years. I got respect for them because they're still out there doing it. So many companies, they come and go. These guys have been there, I think, since the 90s. My name's Mark Rosemond. My adverse childhood experiences negatively impacted my behavioral development, and I adopted drugs as a coping mechanism in the 80s. Dependency produced my criminogenic mindset, which persisted after my 50-year-to-life sentence in 1993. Change started when I sought the reason for some of my actions. Anger replacement training, substance abuse treatment, Project Build, Art Wave, and all of that aided. Also, I attained my associate's degree and learned music. Today, I am resiliency. So that's Mark Roseman. We'll hear from him next.
Valentine's Day is almost here. You don't have a gift yet? Penpals.buzz has you covered. Enter coupon code VALENTINE and save $10 off any new Penpal profile. This month only at penpals.buzz. Penpals.buzz.
This is the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Interact with the Prison Pen Pal Podcast at penpals.buzz.
Mark Rosemond is with us today. He's at the Shawangunk Correctional Facility in Wallkill, New York. Mark, how's everything going today?
Everything is blessed. I feel blessed. I'm alive, and I get to talk to you beautiful people through these new technologies that gives a prisoner like me who's been out inside for a long time the opportunity.
A long time,
huh? I appreciate
that. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with us. 30-some, was it over 34 years now?
Yes.
I'm always amazed, like,
I've got to learn about myself.
It's so great that when I can see something like that and then you're able to have a positive attitude through all that time, it's really remarkable. And I hope that people can learn from that, that people that might be out and they're thinking, oh, my life sucks and I hate everything. And it's like, man, you just got to change your mindset. And what you've done is amazing. And I know you focused on...
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you've done some really great... You've written some music. You've You're really into music and also art, but if you want to just tell everyone a little about you and what you'd like to share, and I mean, hopefully we'll get you some pen pals as well at the end of this. We can give out your contact info and get people excited to write to Mark Rosemond.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, my story is like many people who've been abused or went through traumatic experiences in their lives, and it's just I'm blessed to have, I know this is going to sound weird, but to have ended up in prison, because had I not, who knows where I would have been. I didn't know I was being run by an avatar, that I was going through an identity crisis, which really came from me wanting to be certain things that the world around me was telling me I couldn't be. And I accepted that narrative as being true. But while I was in prison, my music continued to help me deal with trauma, just like it did outside, although I just wasn't aware of all of that. As I was using music to get through the days, it actually helped others around me get through to their day. And it just formed, the relationships were formed everywhere I went. You know, I didn't really put it all together till later on when I started working on myself, asking myself questions on why did I do what I did? Really, essentially a good person. I had to ask these questions.
Yeah, that's...
And the more I went under the layers of the answers I gave, which were superficial, I started finding things that happened to me when I was younger, and where people were telling me I couldn't like Prince or Michael Jackson, or drawing was for sissies, or liking school was bad. And I started understanding that a lot of these things were false. But it was through different books, again, different people, through conversation, people liking you and telling you like you're wrong, and you're trying to be right for them, and you find out that you're wrong. And in doing that, wanting to be right, I started working on myself some more. My music was so cool.
I'm hearing some music there in the background.
It never really worked for me. And I understand people, though we're Christians, a lot of us are not so forgiving. And I don't blame them. Some things just hit the wrong way. But I am a different person now. At least I'm a person that is aware of who I was.
Yeah.
And how I was. And how I got to be like that. And now I'm just blessed to talk to people and help people find themselves. I'm blessed to go to school. And
what's the school like in there, Mark?
Oh, it's marvelous.
Yeah?
It's not every day. I just have two classes.
Okay.
But because I like to be in organizations as well, I got a communications class right now. But the colleges, a lot of people are learning about themselves and learning about the world and learning about the false narratives that the world will give you.
Right, yeah.
Other traumas that the world will give you. And they'll call you a monster, and you start believing you're the monster, and you become that monster. And the racism, the prejudices, and all the things that exist that makes you feel that you're not part of the community or part of society. You know, these kind of things. Like, I have a particular song where I say, if you don't give up on us, I might surprise you. If you don't give up on us, I will cold. But if you give up on me, you'll kill my soul. Why should I care if you don't care? Things like that.
That is nice, man.
I started writing songs, and thank you, sir.
Man, we got to, I don't know if you've heard us on Sunday night slow jams or not, but man, that would fit right in with R-Dub and the slow jams, man. I'm thinking, dude, we got to get you on.
Yeah, that sounds good. Or like my song Prisoner's Wife, which I've learned from people's wives that come and see them and the trouble they go through, and one that I had too, but I missed that up.
See on a bus ride, strangers trying to catch your eye. I know it wouldn't make a damn difference. See your heart's already cut to another day. A society is full of the same. The mother and father said she's ready for being with them. Christian friends of his and them. She's a prisoner's wife. Things like that,
man, dude, you got me. I'm dancing here in the studio right now. I'm sure if people were watching me, they'd maybe be laughing. I'm not a great dancer, but you got me moving. That's nice. Are you playing the keyboard there while we're talking? How's that going down? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my keyboard is called Snowflake. She's a little Yamaha Gary in P12. And yeah, I'm attached to her. She helps me through my traumas. And
oh, man.
That's what I wanted to connect with, the relationship of music with people. You know?
It's so important.
That's what got a lot of people. Yes, it is.
And it brings, I think it's
human.
I think it's just important that, you know, you were talking earlier about dealing with trauma. People don't just wake up in the morning and all of a sudden they go commit crimes. And I never try to justify crimes, but like you said, you were a good person. And sometimes it's like confusing. How do these things happen? And the key is to really look back at the reasons why. I know a lot of people that are out in the free world, they don't know how to deal with their own trauma. Their life is going downhill. Maybe they're not ending up in prison, but they have other bad things, whether it's addiction or divorce or whatever might be happening. I want people out there to realize, and you said the pen pals haven't worked for you, and I know we have kind people that come to our website. I hope a lot of them understand, like, inmates are people too, right? Like, everyone thinks, oh, they must be monsters. They're locked up. They're no good. But everyone started pure, and then things happen in life that bring us where we are. But once you can accept that, you can, like you said, grow and start to heal and make the changes in life. And so I hope that anyone listening to Mark talk to us and sing to us today, you can go to penpals.buzz/inmate/Mark-Rosemond, or just search Mark Rosemond. It's Rosemond. And you can see some of his art. We've got links to your artwork, some of your songs, photos of you. And can you give everybody your contact info if they wanted to write, like, let's say they want to get on Securus, or they want to send you snail mail? What do they have to do to get in touch with you, Mark?
For snail mail, you just have to write Mark Rosemond, 93 in 1985, Shawanga Correctional Facility, P.O. Box 700, Wallkill, New York, 12589. Now, you can contact me on Securus as well, which is faster, and I would definitely love to play for you. SecurusTech.net, and you look for e-messaging and DOCCS, and get on my account. You send me a number, I'll get it on my list, and you make a date, and I'll play for you. I would love to play for you. I love playing. That's what I love to do most of the time. But everybody around here kind of knows me through music. They even come to me, the young, the old. Oh, I heard this new music made me think about how I was old.
Right.
No, I'm still here.
Were you doing music, Mark, before going to prison, or is this something you picked up once you were in?
I was always doing music since I was a little baby, seeing Michael Jackson on TV with the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
What happened to me was I never really played instruments or nothing like that, and the streets got a hold of me, and I was trying to impress a whole bunch of people that I shouldn't have been trying to impress. I was fine. I grew up with a mother who sent me to the best of schools. Before I got locked up while I was in the middle of the Center for the Media Arts. But I had that bug in me, that thing in me that put a hole in me for a very long time that I didn't understand until prison.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time in prison as well, because I still continued. And one day some things just don't add up. You
right.
know, I kept trying to connect the dots. Why I do this and why I don't get, I wanted to do this, but yet I'm doing that. That is the part where I might want to share something the apostle said.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's in Romans 7:14. He says, "For we know that the Lord is spiritual, but I am the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions.
Yeah.
For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, It is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me. That is, in my flesh, I can will what is right, but I cannot do it.
Yeah.
For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand.
Mm-hmm.
For I delight in the law of God in my innermost, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members.
Yeah.
Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I am a slave to the law of God. Or my flesh, I am a slave to the law of sin. And I read that because when I found that quote, I cried.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
That's powerful.
That explains a lot that I did not understand about me, per se. Because my mom spoiled me rotten. And she brought me to Haiti and left me down there after the divorce. And I always felt abandoned. And then some adverse childhood experiences happened, which is unfortunate.
Man. Yeah, but it's...
At the end of the day,
it's so,
I'm grateful that I found them out.
It's so great that you're...
And that I can help others.
And you can call from a correctional facility after 34 years and feel blessed and fortunate and be doing good.
Wow, that is it right there.
You know, and you're doing good for people and for the world, and you're sharing your talents with the world, and hopefully we can help you share some of that as well through the Prison Pen Pal podcast here. You've got some art as well, and some of your art I saw was featured on, there was Arts and Corrections, NYS.org.
Art is so beautiful. Let me tell you, I could spend hours just doing a circle and putting colors in it. And these people that come in, they're so human. It wasn't like that before. Now it seems like the world is trying to correct itself because a community is not a community with one individual. It takes a number of individuals to make a community. And it takes a number of communities to make society. And society is countries, and then the world, humanity. And I was thinking on how we abuse some of those eyes and treat them like they're not part of the community. And they start acting outside of the community, hurting the community, and doing things to the community that they're not aware that they're doing to themselves. Because we can look at another person and we can't see ourselves.
Yeah.
That's where the problem starts.
It's really sad, and this is a strange analogy, but as you're talking about that, I'm a sports guy. I start thinking about sports, and I think about how you're never, even if you've got the superstar, you can have the superstar, you can have LeBron, you can have whoever on your team, but when you're not playing as a team and when people don't work together, the team's not going to succeed, right? It might be okay. It's never going to be great. And when, you know, and it's just sad. It seems like people, you know, if you think of society as a team, people are just not on the same page. Everybody wants to be better. He wants to be better than the next guy. And you know, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, I don't like criminals or whatever people think. And it's just like, man, if we could learn to work together, you know, the team would finally start clicking.
Yes, because humanity is not one life. It's about life itself.
Exactly.
One person dies, life continues. But how is it continuing? If we want better, we should do better.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do. So before I leave this earth, I would like to leave my song so they don't be buried in here like Blueberry Muffin Oozies, where I say, this bit ain't been easy. Every day is like being shot, and this pain won't ever stop. Every fly ends up just like it started.
imprisoned with life imprisonment. These blueberry muffins, who did survive for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Yeah. Blueberry muffins.
Very well done. Very well done. I have the. Do I have the applause? I've got. Yeah, there we go. See, you got a standing ovation, Mark. I've been wanting to. It's a little button. It's a little button on my thing. I've been wanting to press that button. I want someone to. I want to hear some applause here, man. Let's get this party going. Hey, is there any way? Are you able to email us some of your song lyrics? Because I'd love to add those to your profile. If there's a way you could send those on Securus, maybe.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having right now. I don't have people to really help me out in that way. I was hoping maybe I get somebody that cares enough to understand my journey and how I'm trying to leave the earth with messages of hope, messages of we can be better, messages of you're worth something. You're not unvaluable, you know?
Mark Rosemond, 93A, the letter A, 1985, 93A1985, Shawangunk Correctional Facility in New York. Get on to securistech.net and search for Mark Rosemond or find him at penpals.buzz and you guys can connect.
This was a blast. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I mean, we feel blessed to have the chance to talk to you and to share all of your insights and your positivity. And I hope we can help people out there that are listening as well when they hear your music and your heart. So thank you so much for calling, and I hope we'll keep in touch.
All right. You have a blessed week and a blessed life. Thank you.
The caller has hung up.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz. Or call 888-2-PENPAL. PENPALS.BUZZ is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.